50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
But more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of Pissing People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
I thought I was going to walk in this morning and see a bunch of people downstairs protesting.
Why?
I mean, because they're upset over comments that were made on this show about the transgender community.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they came to, I was at Politicon this weekend. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Politicon, damn it.
Look out in L.A.?
Yeah, in Pasadena. I was out there at Politicon.
What is Politicon?
Politicon is a convention for politics, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like a bunch of different panels with different politicians and just people. So I was out there with my guy, Ari Melber.
Okay.
With MSNBC. So we was on a panel together, and some of the transgender community came out to protest.
I seen the video.
As they should. I respect it, though. You know what I'm saying? I like when people get off social media and, like, bring it to your doorstep. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just a bunch of hashtagging all the time.
So was it a lot of people?
What, that came to protest?
Uh-huh.
No, it was about three.
It was three, but they was loud.
What were they saying?
They are not a joke, and I'm a punk-ass bitch, and I tried to write one. Yes. That's what they said.
Wow.
We got the audio, but and I let Little Duval come on the show and say that. I don't let grown people do anything. Grown people have their own mouths and their own views and their own opinions.
Right.
Okay. They protested Duval last night too. A few of them came to Caroline's last night as well.
Really?
Yeah.
What they say to him?
Kill me, mother effer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, my weekend wasn't that exciting. I was in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I was DJing for the troops in Fayetteville, Fort Bragg. So shout to all the troops, North Carolina, that hold us down. And
to Fort Bragg.
Saturday I had to go to Miami for some business that I'm working on. That hopefully the world will hear soon. And then Sunday, I was doing training with my dog. So you know, I have two dogs. One is a Belgian Malinois. The other is a German Shepherd. I was actually going to bring the Shepherd up here today, just to you know, just. I'm going to bring a dog with me every day.
I was hoping you didn't. You've been bringing that dog, and I was like, you know, if there's protesters outside, I hope Envy don't got his dog with him.
Because you know Envy will.
Oh, that would have looked so terrible.
No.
Jesus Christ.
No, the dog doesn't bother anybody unless I'm threatened or somebody hurts me. And nobody's going to hurt me. If somebody touches me, then the dog has to defend me.
But they react to people being aggressive.
No.
Unless you give the command.
Unless I give the command, or unless somebody hurts me.
Well, I had a nice relaxing weekend. I kind of stayed off social media. This was my first weekend home in like 2 months.
Mm.
So I had a good time. I was at Juices for Life in the Bronx on
Friday.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Styles P and Jadakiss because they were there with me also. And then yesterday I did this showcase. Did you know, because I know we're all fans of Power, that the daughter on Power, Raina St. Patrick, in real life, her name is Dawn Shay. She's actually an artist.
Really?
Uh-oh. So she was performing at this showcase. It was really cute.
Okay.
I didn't know
that.
She did a good job.
Well, and don't forget, Vic Mensa will be joining us this morning.
The young god Vic Mensa. I love his album, The Autobiography. It's out right now.
That's right. All right, and we'll get into all that. And we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
We will be talking about Donald Trump endorsing police brutality in a speech that he gave. We'll tell you how people have reacted to that.
I do want to thank y'all for not coming to protest this morning because I don't have a haircut. So,
look at me.
I know they'd have cameras and stuff.
Uh-oh.
But I'm going to have a haircut in about 1 hour.
All right, there you go. It's Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. That was Kendrick Lamar with Humble. Let's get in some front page news. Now it's official. I'm just kidding. Derek Rose didn't sign yet. But let's talk Donald Trump. What's going on with Donald Trump now?
Yes, Donald Trump gave a speech on Friday where he basically endorsed police brutality. And he also said that he met a young cop in Chicago who was a rough cookie and said the officer had told him he could straighten out the city's violence problem in a couple of days if he was given the authority. So Donald Trump does think that these police officers need more authority. He said that their hands have been tied and that he feels like laws have been made to protect the criminal and not the officers. You do something wrong, you're in more jeopardy than they are. These laws are stacked against you. We are changing those laws. Here's what else Donald Trump had to say in this speech.
And when you see these towns and when you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in, rough. I said, please don't be too nice. Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand over, like, don't hit their head and they've just killed somebody, don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away, okay?
Sounds crazy.
Even the police departments, by the way, in a lot of different cities had issues with Donald Trump had to say. Now, the NYPD released a statement. The NYPD's training and policies relating to the use of force only allow for measures that are reasonable and necessary under any circumstances. To suggest that police officers apply any standard in the use of force other than what is reasonable and necessary is irresponsible, unprofessional, and sends the wrong message. In Portland, they said Portland Police Bureau officers are expected to treat everyone with dignity and respect, even when they are a suspect. So a lot of police departments have spoken out against what Donald Trump had to say.
Well, I'm definitely glad that a lot of police departments spoke out. And I don't understand how it's illegal to encourage threats of violence against the president, but it's okay for the president to encourage threats of violence against citizens of America?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the most one of the most ridiculous things that he's ever said, that these laws are protecting police officers and not citizens.
And some of those people getting thrown in the back of the paddy wagon.
Protecting citizens and not police officers.
Yeah, they're definitely not protecting.
It's the opposite.
Yes, exactly the opposite. What police officer have you seen get a first-degree murder charge for any of the unarmed killings of black men in our country? Yeah. When have you seen that?
And like I was saying, some of these people getting thrown in the back of the police cars are innocent. They're innocent. They have to go to trial. They're not criminals. Yeah.
That is a very good point as well.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just rough me up like you know I committed the crime.
And then I'm innocent.
And I'm innocent. And you rough me up.
Happens all the time. All right.
Crazy.
In Alabama, there's two inmates at large after 12 people escaped from a jail at Walker County Jail in Jasper. Now, 10 of them have been captured of the 12 that initially escaped, but there's still two on the run. Police are offering a $500 reward for information leading to the arrest of these two remaining escapees. Christopher Michael Smith, 19. He was jailed for charges including attempted murder and burglary. And Brady Andrew Kilpatrick, 24, who was jailed for drug offenses.
All right. My last front page news. Now, let's get it off your chest.
Phone lines
are wide open. 800-585-1051. You feeling away? You want to vent a little bit? Call us up.
You boycotting the Breakfast Club? You upset?
Call us up. You feeling blessed? Hey, hit us up as well. Maybe it's your birthday. Maybe you're celebrating something positive. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Get it off your chest. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Erica, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Why are you mad this morning, Mama?
The Bobby V video. I'm kind of upset about that.
What you upset about?
Was that really Bobby V?
I don't know. It could be impossible. You know how people are crazy these days.
Well, Bobby Valentino has made some responses, so we'll get into that in the rumor report. But why are you upset about it?
Because it's just, like, shocking,
because
that's my
beta. Yeah, but we don't know the context of the situation.
Yeah,
we don't know what Bobby
was
doing,
you know?
People tricky. You're right. People tricky, though. But I'll be waiting for y'all to talk about that, though.
All right. Now, if that was him, is that revenge porn?
Why is that porn? There was no porn at all.
He was naked. His thing was hanging out.
Oh, I didn't see his thing
hanging out. Yeah, he had a T-shirt on, no underwear, nothing.
There's nothing.
I felt like he was covering himself up.
There's nothing. I don't know what conclusion to come to about watching that video. I don't know nothing about that situation.
All right, well, we'll tell you what his response was.
iPhone.
Yeah, I was popping, Envy.
Why are you mad this morning, bro?
Yo, I'm mad and I'm blessed, right? Peep game. I'm blessed because I work for a company, made the $400-500 last year, got that bread, cake is up, so I'm mad because they threw this boat party. They've been promoting this boat party all year. Come to the boat party. This boat party going to be ill. All the city girls going to be there. I pull up to the boat party. This is a fishing party, and it's trash. 60 guys, 3 girls, and we all drive trucks right now, so we all tuned in. Everybody up. Do not throw another party ever. This trash.
So wait, you went fishing?
But you still went on that boat, though.
Bro, listen, it was a 4-hour boat ride going nowhere.
Wow.
Trash. Black people get there late, so I already got there late, 30 minutes late. soon as I get there, we pull off. I'm like, no, I can't.
You would have enjoyed it if you had your fishing pole, iPhone Sims.
I have my fishing pole. We all have fishing poles.
Oh, so you knew it was a fishing party.
No, he meant fishing pole as in his penis.
They all laid out right there. I didn't know it was no fishing pole. I thought this would pull up to Lamarina.
Oh, you mean like a sausage party.
It was a sausage party.
All right, I was confused. I thought he went fishing.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up. Or if you feel blessed, call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have
Stephanie. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. You're blessed?
Hi.
You're blessed? You're happy? You're excited?
Yes, I am so blessed. We just celebrated our twins, Phoenix and Hendrick's first birthday, and last year they were born at 27 weeks, 2 pounds each.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yes, mama. That's dope.
Thank you.
What you got planned for them? Anything?
We just had a theme one and theme two theme party.
That's cute.
Family.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy. Yeah, they get big so fast, mama.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too now.
Love you guys.
Love you back. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good? It's RD Ricky Daniel from Midland, Georgia, man. What's going on, DJ Envy?
Why you mad this morning, bro?
Hey, bro, I'm mad because I manage artists, right? I manage a rap artist, and there was this talent show, a local talent show in South Carolina.
What part of South Carolina?
It was some... Greenboro.
Okay,
like
that's
that.
Upstate South Carolina. Salute to the 864.
Yes, sir. All right, and we went ahead and paid to go ahead and perform in this talent show because the winner of the talent show was supposed to have a sit down with the record label.
Oh God,
you got
yeah.
I can't believe people in South Carolina are still getting caught with that trick. All right.
Yeah, man. We learned the hard way because we've been working hard, hustling, and grinding. You know, we had to try and shoot our shot any way we can, so we had to pay $50 a song. We paid $50 a song. We played 3 songs. We won the talent show. We killed everybody. We smoked them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody loved our music. The guy gave us the number and everything. And I call him up, and he's like, oh, there's a problem with the promoter, and he didn't get paid or something like that. I'm like, man, what's going on? You know, we deserve what we deserve. So with that being said, I was hoping I could shoot my shot on your show right now.
All right, you better do it quick.
Shoot your shot
sir.
And do
yes,
what?
Ma'am. I want y'all to listen to the track on YouTube. That's all you got to do.
I need you to know something. The same thing you got from that talent show is the same thing you're going to get for rapping on The Breakfast Club. Absolutely nothing. You're just getting a chance to do it here for free. So you should.
Nah. Look. I read your book, Charlamagne, and I got to go ahead and take my shot because opportunity comes for those that create it.
Okay, go
it's
ahead,
my
sir.
Opportunity. Basically, the name of the song is it's called Flirt, and it's by A-Rock CBG. A-ROC. CBG. If you can listen to it and give us an honest opinion, I'd appreciate it.
Where is it at?
Somebody give us a platform. On YouTube.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Good luck, bro.
Flirt, A-Rock, CBG.
All right.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up. Or if you feel blessed, hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about R. Kelly. He has a message for you about his sex cult. Also, find out who reunited with his mom on stage. They haven't seen each other in over 2 years.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, R. Kelly has posted about what's going on with these sex cult allegations. There's all these rumors going on, but he is on tour, and he wants to make sure that people come to his shows. Turns out there's still lots of tickets left to some of his performances.
I thought they sold out, they were saying.
Well, you know what? One venue they were showing that he was going to be at in Virginia Beach. It hosts 20,000. It was barely at 50% capacity. Lots of seats still left. So that would explain why he felt like he had to take to social media to basically comment. Here is what R. Kelly said.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Kels, and I just want to let all of my fans out there know that despite all of the crap y'all hearing, I will be coming to the East Coast to do my show. And believe me, y'all, it's a bunch of crap. All right? So I hope to see y'all there. I love y'all. One.
And y'all going to be right there yelling and screaming. Y'all won't do no boycott R. Kelly hashtags. I'll pop up at his shows, will you?
All right. Well, they said that R. Kelly went to this particular show in Virginia Beach. He was about 90 minutes late, and the venue was less than half full. The show was less than an hour long because of the curfew. They said he was amazing for about 45 minutes. But here's what he said while he was on stage.
So when they told me to tone it down, I don't want to offend nobody, but I done told them I'm a grown-ass man. I told them they hired R. Kelly, so I got to do the R. Kelly show. It's just what it is. It's all entertainment, y'all. For those of you who don't agree with my show, I imagine y'all better leave right now because it's about to get freaky than a mother.
The least he can do is let that little cult he got be background singers or something. Can't he teach them how to play some type of instrument to have them in the background at least?
Maybe they are.
Let them out the house.
Well,
for
I think
a
some
while.
Of the women were aspiring artists. So
yeah, that's what I said. Maybe they are singing background.
Let them be backup singers. You know what I'm saying? He ain't had a backup group since Public Announcement.
All right, now let's discuss Black Thought and Questlove. They are teaming up. They're going to create a new documentary series on hip hop that's going to be on AMC. It's focusing on untold stories from a variety of genres of music. And one of those genres, of course, is hip-hop. And that's where Black Thought and Questlove come in. They're going to be executive producing that series. It's called AMC Visionaries Rap Yearbook. And it's based on Shay Serrano's New York Times bestselling book, The Rap Yearbook. Each episode will be centered on the story of one key song and features a special guest MC and a select group of core contributors, including legendary rap artists and some music experts and other voices as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to premiere sometime next year.
On what?
On AMC.
Oh, okay.
All right, now August Alsina and his mom reunited on stage while he was performing. Isn't that fantastic?
That's great.
Now, if you remember when August Alsina has been up here on The Breakfast Club, he's been very vocal about some issues that he's had with his mom. They had a very strained relationship, and his mom did respond to that as well. He also had said that he felt like a regular person to his mom, not her son. And it was just really, really messy. So it's really nice that he was able to reunite on stage with his mother.
Absolutely.
He made a stop at the House of Blues in Houston, and that's when he brought his mom on stage, and they reunited. So that's great.
Salute to my guy, August Alsina. Drop on the Clues bombs for August Alsina. I like August, man. August is I wouldn't call him a misunderstood individual. He's just a kid who's been through a lot.
Been through a whole lot.
Still trying to work it out. Still trying to deal with it.
Yeah. He's had a lot going on in his life that hasn't been always so positive, but his music speaks to all of that.
And it's got
to
suck growing up in this industry because we live in such a age of transparency, so people see every step of the way of your growth. And you got to hear people comment and give an opinion on every step of the way of your growth.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's got to suck. Kid, though. Good dude.
Good dude.
All right, now let's discuss Safari. He had tweeted out, "I really want a kid. Nikki, you were supposed to have my child. I can't believe this is life." But now he's saying that he did not tweet that. He said, "I did not tweet that yesterday. I don't even talk like that. Anyone who knows me knows I would never out the blue tweet something like that. Ridiculous." I was thinking maybe he's on that show Safe Word with you guys.
I don't think so, though. I think all his episodes of Safe Word have been taped already. And if he was
that
on Safe Word, if he was on
Safe
Word, he would have had to put the hashtag Safe Word.
Because he didn't say that he was hacked. He just basically said he didn't put that out. I'm just wondering.
Maybe he is on Safe Word.
That would be a good one.
You're right. I didn't think about that.
Hope I didn't ruin it. I mean, I don't know that, but I just...
That would be a good one. That would be good.
After watching the show, I was thinking maybe that's what this is. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to be talking about your president and what he had to say about how cops actually need to have a lot more leniency.
All right, we'll get into all that, and then Vic Mensa will be joining us next hour. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's start off with sports. Adrian Broner, he fought over the weekend. How did he do? I didn't see the fight.
I saw it.
He got his ass kicked against Mikey Garcia.
He pretty much lost like every round almost.
It was a unanimous decision. He won one round, but it was a unanimous decision. For some reason, it seemed like Adrian Broner was holding his hands. Like, he wasn't letting them things go. You know, the way Mikey Garcia was, man.
It looked like he got tired early on, too. I think he was going kind of crazy.
It was a
in
point,
the first few rounds, and I think he tired himself out.
It was a point where it looked like he looked a little winded, but he just wasn't throwing no punches. Like, when he pushed the action, it seemed like he could have turned the tide of the fight, but he just...
Is it a wrap for him?
I don't know.
I think he got caught with a bad uppercut early on. It kind of threw him off. He was getting hit.
I think it's pretty... AB is officially a B fighter now.
Really?
Yeah, he's the B side now.
Really?
Did you watch what he said after the fight?
Yeah, I seen what he said after the fight.
He's delusional. like that's just the truth to the matter. I respect the confidence. I don't know. I'm starting to wonder, was AB ever as good as we thought he was? I don't know.
Maybe.
But he's a
I think a lot of things that people do, especially when you're a boxer and your personal life really affect you in the ring. Like Floyd Mayweather never drank. He didn't smoke.
That's true, too.
And sometimes when you do those things, it does slow you down.
Now, AB's still so young. He's 28 years old. But yeah. He's officially a B-fighter now. I know that much.
Now, also, John Jones is back. If you follow or watch UFC, he reclaimed his belt with a third-round TKO. He did a kick that was like, I don't know what how he did that kick. It was crazy, but he did win that. So congratulations to John Jones. Now, let's talk about your president, Donald Trump.
Yes, President Donald Trump. He had some comments while he was delivering a speech to law enforcement officers in Long Island. This was on Friday. And he basically was saying that for years and years, there have been laws made to protect the criminal and not the officers. If you do something wrong, you're in more jeopardy than they are. These laws are stacked against you. This is to the police officers. He's saying this. We are changing those laws. Here's what else he had to say during this speech.
And when you see these towns and when you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in, rough. I said, please don't be too nice. Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand over, like, don't hit their head and they've just killed somebody, don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away, okay?
And when you put someone in a car, that doesn't mean that they're guilty of anything.
Not at all.
Yeah, I don't understand how it's illegal to encourage threats against the president, but it's okay for the president to encourage threats against the citizens of America. Right. And this is how you know this administration is tone deaf when it comes to, you know, the black and brown community. When you are out here protesting against police brutality, when you are trying to get police to care about the unarmed killings of black and brown people, know that you are only talking to administration on a local level because our celebrity in chief don't give a damn.
Well, locally, different police departments have made remarks about what Donald Trump said. The NYPD made their own statements to suggest that police officers apply any standard in the use of force other than what is reasonable and necessary. It's irresponsible, unprofessional, and sends the wrong message to law enforcement as well as the public.
Good
Portland
job.
Police Department said that they are expected to treat everyone with dignity and respect, even when they are a suspect.
Good job, NYPD. Good job, Portland Police Department.
Standing up, absolutely. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, Vic Mensa will be joining us.
Oh, man, the young god Vic Mensa. Autobiography is in stores right now.
He's from Chicago. He signed to Roc Nation.
He gets busy.
He is dope.
I know y'all probably saw his Sway freestyle over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He gets busy.
So we're going to kick it with Vic Mensa when we come back. We're going to get a joint off his album, too. Why not, right? He's here. Travis Scott is Kendrick Lamar Goosebumps. Vic Mensa, when we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. He's signed to Roc Nation. Jay-Z is the EP of this album. He's from Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, Vic Mensa.
Vic Mensa.
Yeah, what's going on?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on the album.
Thank you.
I cannot lie, Vic. You have not let me down yet, man. I listened to the autobiography this morning. Very dope album.
Thank you,
like,
man.
Like, really, really, really good.
Thank you, man.
Jay-Z called you a once-in-a-lifetime artist. That's a lot of pressure. So how did you take that?
Well, you know, I've been studying Hov same way I've been studying Nas and studying Kanye far before I ever met these people. Mm-hmm. So to have that support and that validation from Hov is really inspiring to me. But it doesn't feel so much like pressure because that's the cloth of music that I was always intending to be a part of.
You can tell.
So how did you get so close to Jay-Z? Why did he EP this project?
Hov has just been somebody that has helped me to grow as a man. And that's one of those relationships where I feel like I knew him before I met him. Mm-hmm. Just because I've been so in depth with the music, and that's what rap is. I feel at its best is like you may really know a person, even though Pac and Biggie passed. Mm-hmm. I feel as if in a certain sense, I know those men, and that's the same way that I knew Hov before meeting him. He's really that person that he is on record, and I know I learned a lot from him growing up. Just about the world, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that you were 6 years old in first grade until he said he got most sixes in first grade. Right. You know, that never occurred to me. Right. So then, you know, working with him, he's imparting this wisdom on me just man to man, right, and not just through lyrics. It's the same way as learning things from him musically.
And he told you to pull a bar, right? Because it said you dissed some rapper on OMG, which is a very tough tune, very Wu-Tang instrumental.
Thank you, man.
And he told you to pull the bar?
Yeah. He just told me that what you're doing won't work out in your favor if you know that, if you know in your heart it's not right. The universe only works one way. And I didn't want to change my lyric, you know? I don't think that I've ever changed a lyric that anybody told me to change. I'm pretty stubborn in that way just because I think about the things I say and I don't say them unless I mean them. And once he put that game in my ear, though, it kind of made me start thinking and gave me perspective to anything that I was doing that could bring down another young black man, regardless of music, whether I like the music or I agree with it culturally. At the end of the day, there's so many people that want to keep people like us out of the room, and they don't want us to have a platform. They don't want us to have a road to success. They don't want us to be getting money. And I don't want to be one of those people holding back or, you know, restricting another young black man's access to his dreams, because why would I, you know?
So was it just that you didn't like his music, but you had no personal issue?
Yeah, I had no personal issue. And I had to come to a place where I could really just be putting strictly positive energy into the world,
right,
regardless of what I think about the music, because I could be a hater about music 100%.
I always wondered why Yachty, though. Because I'm like, why is Vicky even throwing a shot at Yachty?
It just rhymed with Illuminati.
I'm like, that don't even
and he was, you know, and that made me think about it. I was like, this is not right. You know, it just rhymes with Illuminati. That's the only reason I wrote the line. You know.
So when Jay told you to take the line about Yachty, 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 did you say, hey, you wrote Takeover? You wrote Super Ugly, Jay.
But those were personal problems.
No, I just didn't do it. You know, I tried and I thought about it and I was like, I tried to think of something that I could replace it with and I wasn't into it. So I hit him up and I'm like, you know, thank you, man, but I'm gonna stick with this line. And then he gave me just that piece of information that made me think. And Coach K is my man. You know, I go back with Coach K. Mm-hmm. Coach K is somebody that showed me love early. It didn't really occur to me. I think that it's easy to get maybe disillusioned in your own bubble and, like, bouncing your ideas off of people that are in your circle and kind of agree with you and forget the way that other people may be impacted by your actions. And so when I spoke to Coach K and I'm like, man, you know, I don't want to be holding Coach K back or trying to take food off his plate. That's my man. And I also don't want to be the guy trying to take food off another young brother's plate, right? You know?
Gotcha. One story that you told that was very vivid, and it kind of reminds me of a story to tell by Biggie. You had your own story to tell, and that was Homewrecker.
Oh, that was interesting.
Yeah, I was definitely inspired by a story to tell.
It was that vibe, even though it was a whole different story. But basically, you know, I was going to bring this up. You were cheating, I guess, on your girl, and then your girl came to the door, and you opened the door and let her in, and then all hell broke loose.
Yeah, it was a situation that went down in a major way, and honestly, I was coming from like a. Oftentimes coming from a pretty hurt place myself, and I was hurting people around me.
Hurt people.
And that's something that created a lot of static, a lot of drama in my life, and a lot of guilt also. I really depict the situation on the album cover, which you see me like in the middle of a trashed apartment with.
She said she was pulling the stove out the wall.
Stove came out the wall.
I thought she was just writing raps and throwing the papers to the side. That's what I thought that was.
I was, but you know, if you kind of look a little bit closer, like the kitchen table is flipped in there, and there's like broken glass on the ground, and I wanted to make it clear that all these papers on the side and everything that I was crumpling up and writing, it was kind of like I was sitting in the middle of this chaos and writing about it. Because even when the situation happened with Homewrecker, she saw the moment at which I realized that I didn't have to get on this flight that was that I had scheduled, because I was supposed to go to New York and do like some TV show with ASAP Rocky or something. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really want to do it. And I didn't have to get on this flight. And I was so excited, kind of like to write a song about what was going on. So it's a moment in time when she just pulled the stove out the wall. And then I'm like, yo. And then I'm like catching a breath. And I'm like, man, this is going to be a good ass song.
That's crazy. All right, we got more with Vic Mensa when we come back. Matter of fact, let's get into his joint. This one's called Homewrecker. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Homewrecker Vic Mensa. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. So we have Vic Mensa in the building. Now, Vic Mensa signed to Roc Nation. He's from Chicago. He has a new project out that's dope. Now, Charlamagne.
You really use your music for activism, man. And that's dope, because that's not a popular thing to do. But why do you choose to do that? I guess I kind of know now, because you said you felt like you weren't doing what you were supposed to do with the music.
I feel like that we're down a path of self-destruction, like as a culture, very often, because we're not, as people, having knowledge of self. I remember when I read something that Mos Def said, that hip hop is going to reflect where we are as a people. And when you look at some of the trends in hip hop and it just being kind of empty, and you know, there's a lot of self-medication going on, mm-hmm. and we're not getting to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. It's just reflecting where we are as a people, because we've kind of, in certain ways, lost, like, sense of purpose and a knowledge of self. Like, knowing who you are is so important to knowing where you want to go and where you can go.
That's what my whole book is about, knowledge of self.
Word up.
So you don't want to drag DJ Academics around Chicago anymore?
I don't want to drag DJ Academics around Chicago. I think that what he's kind of come to prominence for is phony, and I think he's a phony, and he's not even a DJ. But but it's not really, you
he's
know,
not a DJ?
It's not my mission.
Oh, I know that.
It's not my mission to, like, you know, to destroy DJ Academics. Mm-hmm. I don't really think he has a place in the culture past being a parasite, but I'm not like waking up thinking about him. I don't really give a f- about him.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to salute you too, man, because a lot of things you do in the community you don't promote. Like when everything was going on with the Dakota Access Pipeline, you was out there. I never saw you post about it. I never saw you say anything about it, but I had people on the ground that was like, yo, Vic Mensa's out here. And I'm like, really?
I often feel as if I have like a responsibility to, in whatever ways I can, lend a hand to the struggle of oppressed people. And the Native American people are the most oppressed group in America, and frankly, one of the most oppressed groups in the world. And when I got down there to Standing Rock, I'm seeing so many parallels between the Black American experience and the Native American experience. And I'm seeing also so many unified movements between our cultures, and a lot of the people that I met down there were mixed Black and Native. And it never really occurred to me kind of before that time how alike we were and how alike our fight was. But I didn't go down there or go to Flint, Michigan or go to Baton Rouge because I wanted people to know about it, you know, because know about me. I wanted people to know about the situations and to give visibility and, like I said, lend a hand in any way that I can. But it would be disingenuous if I was doing those things for like a photo op and like a press release. You know what I mean?
Right. How do the cops treat you now in Chicago? I'm sure everybody knows you, and I know you've had some situations. You're on probation now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how do you feel about the cops now? How do they treat you now that you're a celebrity in Chicago?
Well, you know, cops don't treat me that great. They never did. But
like, are they angry because you're speaking out?
Yeah, you know, I was doing Lollapalooza last summer, and I had a song called 16 Shots, mm-hmm. and it was like, you know, real, very vocal about police brutality and kind of like punching back and fighting back against it. And there were cops that were at Lollapalooza that were telling people like, don't go to Vic Mensa's set, boycott Vic Mensa's set. I've had issues trying to film videos in the city and get permits in the city. But the end of the day, I'm more so focused on the system than I am focused on every individual police officer. Right. Because I hate the system that allows these crooked cops to kill us and nobody gets convicted. You can't tell me not one of these police officers has committed a crime. You can't tell me not one of these situations has been a homicide, a first-degree homicide, first-degree murder. When you shoot a kid 16 times and we watch you unload the clip and come over and kick him once it's all finished, that's not manslaughter. That's a homicide, man. That's a murder, man. And they're not being held accountable for what they're doing. So that's what I don't respect. It's like it's a system of validation and the code of blue and the wall of blue, whatever they call it, where they got to protect their own, you know, before viewing us as people. That's what I have a problem with.
Right. This is my final question, man. You and Chance got to get cool again.
We've been talking, man.
Y'all have to.
100%. And if you have a brother, if you've ever had a brother, you know brothers fight, man. Like, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially growing up and everybody is there to watch it. You know, we came up together from being 14 years old and, you know, recording some of our first records and raps ever and past rap, just, you know, navigating the city of Chicago and coming into our own as men in a major way.
Brothers like you not supposed to be
next to each other.
Like brothers
we
like
ain't supposed,
supposed
to
be.
Nah, the city needed. The city need us to be unified, and that's the place that I'm at. And
black people need y'all to be unified. 100%. Y'all two can create change together.
100%. And I feel like socially conscious, like conscious rap or whatever, is like has grown to be something that's like a, you know, a label that's not always positive, but I think that's something that we've both kind of owned, both of us separately and specifically, have, you know, just been like, yeah, we conscious, you know,
right. Absolutely.
Like we're awake, we're not asleep. This is sleeping.
Y'all made it cool.
Yeah, this is sleeping, man. It's like you either woke or you asleep.
Right.
And I'm woke. He woke. So we gotta be unified.
There you have it. Well, we appreciate
Vic
you joining
Mensa,
us.
Man, whenever you mad at any of these young rappers and you like rap is so whack and hip-hop is so whack and these kids don't know something, turn on some Vic Mensa.
There you go.
The autobiography out now.
That's right. It's the Breakfast
Autobiography
Club.
In streets now.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Breakfast Club, good morning.
Get to the rumors. Let's talk Bobby Valentino.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, everybody was buzzing about Bobby Valentino. Now, I first saw this on Famulous. They said basically that Bobby Valentino got exposed. Allegedly, he went on Backpage and called on the services of a transgender woman in Atlanta.
What the hell is Backpage?
It's like a place you can call for escort services.
Oh, no, I don't know what Backpage is.
You heard of it before.
Yeah, but I just never knew what it was.
Oh.
All right. Well, allegedly, he then did not pay and stiffed her from the money that she was supposed to get from her services.
I thought you got to pay up front.
How do you know?
I thought that's how it worked.
I'm not sure how it works.
I ain't never used Backpage.
Yeah,
but I thought that's how it worked. I thought you had to pay up front before you even get there.
Well, unless maybe he's a good regular customer. And
okay.
I have no idea, okay?
But Bobby Valentino needs Backpages?
Listen, I'm just reporting. I don't know how true
this is
all alleged, okay?
I'm sorry.
Now, here is what happened, the video that was posted.
Bobby Valentino, running. You forgot your shoes and your keys. If you want to bet, bring me some money. Call me so I can tell you the price, Bobby V. Don't run, Bobby Valentino. Come here.
Now, how do we know that's what happened? There's when you look at that video, you do not know what the context of that video is.
All right, well, Bobby Valentino put on Instagram, say what you want, I'm happy. People have so much hate in them that they want to steal someone else's joy, can't steal mine. So he wants you to know he's still happy. Y'all can hate on him all you want.
Because the first story I heard was that he went over there and found out it was a transgender, and that's why he took off.
Well, we don't know what happened. We don't even know that for 100% that that was him. We just know that this
that
is what people are
saying. That is true.
So yeah, there's a lot of different stories floating around. Now, here is what Bobby Valentino said. Now, listen carefully because he references Charlamagne.
No, he doesn't.
We so negative against each other, man. We hate each other so much.
What?
And we ain't gonna never love. And I got great friends and family that care about me.
What is he saying about Charlamagne?
Y'all not going to just insert Charlamagne in every little messiness that goes on in the black community.
Oh, we are inserting Charlamagne.
He said your name.
No, he did.
He definitely did. Play it again.
We so negative against each other, man. We hate each other so much. And we ain't going to never love. And I got great friends and family that care about me.
Shut up.
So the real story is what's going on with Charlamagne and Bobby Valentino.
First of all, he did not say my name at all in that whole situation.
You know. Right. He says Charlamagne.
Just call Charlamagne whenever some drama pop off. All right? Charlamagne.
We used to love each other so much. What is one more time?
By the way, that album was fire. Don't sleep on Bobby Valentino's first album, okay?
We so negative against each other, man. We hate each other so much.
Oh,
and we ain't gonna never love. And I got great friends and family that care about me. So I'm gonna be alright.
Okay, Charlamagne.
This whole thing could be nothing.
Why y'all want to place me in all the mess?
Hey, slow down, Charlamagne.
That is his first album. It's classic, though. Drop one of Clues Bomb for Bobby Valentino's first album.
All right, so if anybody knows any information on why Bobby Valentino would have screamed out Charlamagne's name.
She said screamed out.
All right, Boosie. Now, this is an unfortunate situation. Boosie has been talking about how he had some money stolen from him. And he said he couldn't figure out what was going on. He had been talking to his bank. He had no idea what was happening. He said his bank account was hacked. But now, according to rumors, they're saying that it was his own brother.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
Now, I find that hard to believe. His brother's always with him, Takari Hatch. And allegedly, according to TMZ, he made more than a dozen wire transfers to different people. Now, TQ actually responded. Here's what he said.
We see how social media trials play out all the time. All trolls, that don't bother me, all of that. But there's no peace of mind like knowing that you're innocent. You can't buy that. Can't nobody hook you up with that. Your influence can't get that. Knowing that you're innocent is peace of mind that's priceless. And that's what I got in this situation.
So we'll see how this all plays out. But he was arrested last week. He was booked for identity theft and fraud charges. So I would hope that something like that wouldn't be true because that's his brother.
I don't know if it's true or not,
always
but
down for him.
He is correct, though. Like, if you know something is not true, there's nothing you can really do about it.
Right, just let it play out.
That's
it happens all the time. People are going to say what they want to say.
Yep.
Even if he gets cleared, people are still going to say, oh, you know he stole money from his brother.
Yeah, because nobody cares about the truth and the lies more entertaining.
All right, now Beyonce allegedly might have a new project on the way. According to The Beehive, she is going to be putting out a new docufilm dropping by the end of the year. So that news was just released on Friday. According to this particular Beehive account, HBO and Netflix are in a bidding war over this documentary, and it's going to touch on politics and backlash from Formation, the rumored infidelity in her marriage, the Black Lives Matter movement, and all of that. So hopefully that's true, because that would be exciting, and I'll definitely watch that. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
You got to say it like Bobby V said it.
I can't say it like that.
Four after the hour, I need Tommy Lauren to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a little quick word with her, please.
Okay.
Yes. Whoa.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, July 31st goes to the young lady's voice you just heard, Tommy Lauren. Did you know that young lady at the end of the Donkey of the Day intro saying, I've been called a lot of things in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one. Did you know that was Tommy Lauren? Yeah, she'd received Donkey of the Day a couple times before, and this is her third time receiving this honor. See, this past weekend, Tommy Lauren was a guest at Politicon in Pasadena, California, as was I. Salute to MSNBC for having me, but Tommy was a guest
on Saturday, and she was interviewed by comedian Chelsea Handler. Now, Tommy Lauren is a Trump supporter, and she has been a strong opponent of the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. In fact, at Politicon, she slandered Obamacare for 10 whole minutes. In fact, she said, and I quote, "Obamacare is a disaster that's in a death spiral." Let's listen to some of Tommy slandering Obamacare at Politicon.
But it also has helped, you know, 22 million people. But I think that 22 million people, I think that's an incorrect number. 22 million people.
Well, no, that is a correct number.
But it's not. It's the people that are forced to buy healthcare. Forced to buy healthcare. So you don't force them, and then all of a sudden your number goes way far away from 22 million.
No, actually, it works better when everybody feeds into that economy.
They have waiting lists. And in the Medicaid system, to me, the problem with Obamacare as well is that it made Medicaid an open-ended entitlement. For it was supposed to be for those that truly, truly need it. And it's expanded to the level where there are some that are feeding off of the system at the expense of middle-class Americans who are just above the threshold, but they're not low enough to be able to get fully subsidized. And those are the Americans that I care about as well, because those are the ones that are also really struggling. I just believe that limited government is the way to do it. I don't think that government does well in healthcare. So we need to find alternatives. What's right now is not working. What we had before Obamacare was not working. I think putting more in the hands of the states. If you have a state that needs to expand Medicaid and you need those Medicaid dollars, then that state needs to decide it for itself. But every state isn't created equal. But I think that one thing we can agree on is Obamacare is in a death spiral.
It's 9 more minutes of Tommy Lauren slandering Obamacare. Safe to say she doesn't like the Affordable Care Act. She doesn't like Obamacare. She said Obamacare is not working. But when Chelsea Handler asked her what healthcare plan does Tommy Lauren use, guess what she said?
Okay, so do you have a healthcare plan or no? Well, luckily, I'm 24, so I am still with my parents. And
Oh, Tommy is 24 and she is still on her parents' health care plan, meaning that she benefits from, you guessed it, Obamacare. One of the Obamacare provisions is that you can stay on your parents' plan until you're 26 years old. See, here's the thing. We live in an era full of people who claim to hate things, who claim to dislike things, but they still consume the things they don't like. Oh, I hate Love and Hip Hop, but you watch it every week to talk about how much you hate it. Oh, I hate social media, but you're always on it talking about how much you don't like it. Oh, I hate The Breakfast Club, but you tune in and watch every video just to say how much you can't stand us. You hate Obamacare, but you're on it, Tommy Lauren. This has been the problem with Tommy Lauren, and I told her before, if the views you express, whether I agree with them or not, whether I think they're dangerous or not, I can respect it if it's really you. But when you're just saying things to garner clicks, retweets, and likes, then you will crash and burn, and you will constantly get made to look like a devil damn hypocrite. Show and prove by actions and deeds, Tommy, not words and lip service. You can slander Obamacare for 10 minutes, but all that slander is null and void when one simple question is asked. If the Affordable Care Act, if Obamacare is so bad, then why are you and your parents on it? Please give Tommy Lauren the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, we have to discuss a lot that's been going on over the weekend.
Well, first of all, we usually do a Shoot Your Shot on Mondays at what time? 8:20?
Yeah, we usually do it at, actually, it's usually 7 a.m.
But today we're going to talk about the Breakfast Club boycott.
That's right.
The transgender community is boycotting the Breakfast Club. First of all, I don't even know if it's politically correct to say the transgenders are boycotting
or
the Breakfast
Club. And supporters of the LGBTQ community.
Protest may be a more appropriate term.
Okay.
I don't know if boycott
all
is
right.
the correct term.
All right. Now, the reason they are boycotting the Breakfast Club is because of a statement that Lil Duval made up here on the show.
Yes.
Do we have a clip of it? Oh, no, we don't have that clip. Can we play the clip of what Lil Duval said during the interview on Friday?
Say you met a girl and she didn't tell you she was a transgender.
That ain't a girl. I met a boy. That
means
I met a boy.
After 4 months, she told you I had sex, and then after
we not having sex. We not having sex.
Yes, after 4 months, y'all had sex, and she said, Duval.
This might sound messed up, and I don't care. She dying. I can't deal with that.
Was no, that's a hate crime.
I can't do that. You manipulated me to believe in this thing. My mind, I can't. I'm gay.
I'm gay.
No, you're not. She's a woman.
All right. So people were upset with that part when he said he would kill a man.
Even though that's not the part that they're circulating online,
right?
Because they, you know, conveniently circulated a part that did not have us condemning what he said whatsoever.
And then he also later on recanted and said,
Yeah, after I told him specifically you can't go around killing transgenders. But y'all didn't circulate that part,
right?
Did you?
So people are upset about it because Little Duval said that on the show. Even though during that little part, you can hear us all saying, no, you can't say that.
Yes, it's a hate crime.
Right.
They came to
transgender. And I said she's a woman.
Right. Yes. I even showed the book of Janet Mock's book where you can actually see her. And we said that she, do you have that part too? Where Angela Yee said she looks beautiful, and Charlamagne said she looks fine.
I said she looks beautiful, sir.
Beautiful.
I do agree that you are taking away a person's power of choice.
Yeah.
When you don't tell them up front. That's why when Janet Mock was there, she said she tells.
There should be some type of repercussions for that if you do that to somebody.
She should go to jail or something.
Something.
Some charges be pressed.
So until then, I'm going to have my own repercussions. So.
When Janet Mock was there, she said she tells all her partners. She didn't tell the first one.
Who?
Janet Mock. She's
who is that?
A transgender activist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Beautiful person.
Okay.
But you can't go around killing transgenders.
I'm not going to kill transgenders. I'm not. I didn't say. See, here you go trying to flip my words. I didn't say I'm going to kill transgenders. I said if one did that to me.
If you had sex with one and then they didn't.
And they didn't tell me, I'm going to be so mad I'm probably going to want to kill them.
All right. So let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Should the Breakfast Club be accountable for what Little Duval said in his opinion?
Yeah, because, you know, they came to Politicon yesterday. I was up there with MSNBC and they came to interrupt the my panel.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a piece of that too? Let's play that, a little bit of that.
A lot went on
this weekend.
All right.
Oh, that's not the part I wanted, but whatever.
All right. Well,
I wanted the part where they said I let Little Duval come on the Breakfast Club and say that. Little Duval is a grown ass man.
And then I heard one of them say something to the effect of, you stupid, ye. Something to the effect of, and the music that you play. I heard, but we don't decide the music.
I'm definitely not a programmer or a DJ.
It's just a lot going on, guys.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Mm-hmm. Of course, Little Duval had his opinion. Is the Breakfast Club or should the Breakfast Club be held accountable? That is the question. Call us up right now. I guess this is kind of like Breakfast Club courtish, right? A little bit. But call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Friday, Little Duval was up here, and he said this. So you met a girl, and she didn't tell you she was a transgender.
That ain't a girl. I met a boy.
After 4 months, she told you, I had sex, and then after...
We're not having sex.
Yes, after 4 months, y'all had sex, and she said, Duval...
This might sound messed up, and I don't care. She dying. I can't deal with that.
No, that's a hate crime. I can't do that.
You manipulated me to believe in this thing. My mind, I can't. I'm gay now.
I'm gay.
No, you're not.
Now.
She's a woman.
No.
Now, on Friday, he also said this.
I do agree that you are taking away a person's power of choice.
Yeah.
When you don't tell them up front. That's why when Janet Mock was there, she said she tells
them. There should be some type of repercussions for that if you do that to somebody.
She should go to jail or something.
Something.
Some charges be pressed.
So until then, I'm going to have my own repercussions. So.
When Janet Mock was there, she said she tells all her partners. She didn't tell the first one.
Who?
Janet Mock. She's
who is that?
A transgender activist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Beautiful person.
Okay.
But you can't go around killing transgenders.
I'm not going to kill transgenders. I'm not. I didn't say. See, here you go trying to flip my words. I didn't say I'm going to kill transgenders. I said if one did that to me.
If you had sex with one and then they didn't.
And they didn't tell me, I'm going to be so mad I'm probably going to want to kill them.
Well, people were mad at the Breakfast Club, said we shouldn't allow them to say that and are boycotting the Breakfast Club. Well, we're asking.
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you actually listen to the interview instead of listening to the manipulated clip that people have been circulating, you specifically heard us tell him that this is, you can't do that.
Absolutely.
It's a hate crime. I specifically said you can't go around killing transgenders.
Well,
I said that verbatim.
Now, one thing I do want to say, though, is that it has been something for me that's been really important for us to get information about the transgender community and be more educated about it, which is why I had Janet Mock come to the show, which is why I feel like we've always up here advocated for equal rights for everyone, no matter what gender that you identify with. So that's never been an issue for us.
I mean, listen, I don't have no problem with having a conversation with anybody. I will sit around and kick it with anyone. And a lot of times to the detriment of my own self.
But you know what I don't like? If I don't know and I'm asking the question, it's not because I'm trying to be funny. It's because I honestly don't know.
Hey, you know what I don't like? Mm. I don't like people trying to hold me accountable for the words of another man. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not apologizing for the words of Little Duval.
Right, and I think it's very clear if you listen to the whole entire interview, you can hear that none of us are like, yes, Little Duval, that's what you should do.
We condemned it.
Little Duval even reneged on it later on in the conversation.
Yes, you know when he reneged? When I told him that you can't go around killing transgender women.
And he knows that. But I understand the hurt for that community with things that have been happening. So I'm not going to take away from how they feel about it, but I just want to make sure it's expressed that we have never in any way, and like, we didn't say those comments and we didn't agree with them.
My whole thing is focus the energy on the right person. If all you people out there calling for me to apologize, I'm telling you right now, I am not apologizing for the words of another man. If we are going to get to the place where we start, if we're taking accountability for the things our guests say, then we don't need to have no guests.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. We have Sandra on the line. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think, Mama?
You guys should not be held accountable for what other people say. That makes zero sense. Duval's a grown man. He can say whatever he wants, and he doesn't have to agree. I feel like with the whole transgender situation, it's still fairly new. People don't really understand what's going on in their bodies, what's going on in their minds. And some people aren't comfortable with it yet, and that's okay. Transgender people need to respect that. Other people just don't get it yet.
Can I ask you a question, Ma? Did you hear us specifically tell Duval he can't go around saying he killing transgender people?
I did. Yep, you did say that.
Okay, just making sure. You heard us telling me that was a hate crime, right?
And when he referred to Janet Mock as a dude, I said, no, she's a woman.
Hello, who's this?
This is Mimi.
Hey, Mimi. We're talking about some of the comments that Little Duval made on Friday. What do you think?
Okay, so for one, you can't have no whole radio station accountable for what one guest said. And number two, we are too sensitive nowadays. What are we offended about now, America? Oh, he said that he wouldn't sleep with me. Oh, he said he don't like me. Enough is enough. Grow some, excuse my French, bro.
Well, I will say it's not the fact that he said he wouldn't sleep with them. It's the fact that he said
person would be dying.
Yeah, that they would die. Because, I mean, a lot of the trans...
He ain't mean it, but a lot of transgender
women are dying. I don't know the exact rate, but they are out here getting killed. So.
Right. It is a danger for that community, and they are living in fear. So I understand being upset about that, but I do feel like we continue to have the conversation, and he did retract that statement.
Just be mad at the right person. And once again, I'm telling you right now, I'm not apologizing for the words of another man, especially when we condemned those words.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. If you just joined us, Little Duval was on the show Friday. He had this to say. Say you met a girl and she didn't tell you she was a transgender.
That ain't a girl. I met a boy. That means I met a boy.
After 4 months, she told you I had sex, and then after...
We're not having sex.
Yes, after 4 months, y'all had sex, and she said, Duval...
This might sound messed up, and I don't care. She dying. I can't deal with that.
No, that's a hate crime. I can't do that.
You manipulated me to believe in this thing. My mind, I can't. I'm gay now.
I'm gay.
No, you're not. She's a woman.
People upset. They did a hashtag. What is it? Boycott
the Breakfast Club. And I don't even know if it's politically correct to say that transgenders are boycotting the Breakfast Club.
All right. 800-585.
It's not a joke. It's serious.
1051. What are your opinions? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, people were mad with the Breakfast Club saying that we allowed him to come on our program, on our show, and talk about this.
Well, I can understand why people were upset, because the clip that they were circulating online was 32 seconds out of a 4-minute conversation. And in that 32 seconds, it did not have us condemning the things that Little Duval was saying,
right,
even though we condemned his words immediately. And I'm telling you right now, I am not apologizing for the words of another man, especially when we condemn the words he said. I don't get credit when guests come up here and say things y'all agree with. Right. So don't give me the credit when guests come up here and say things y'all disagree with.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what up, man? It's Smooth, man.
Smooth, what's up, man? I'm sure you heard what Little Duval said and some of the comments. What's your opinion on it, bro?
I mean, I agree with Little Duval, man. I mean, first off, y'all don't have to defend yourselves. Everybody heard what was said. So if they want to be all insensitive and touchy-feely, so to speak, about it, I mean, you don't got to go that far to defend yourself, man. It's almost like women's rights. You know what I'm saying? Because at first, everybody was like, okay, yeah, women, y'all deserve your rights or whatever.
Oh, wow.
But then certain women took it too far, man.
What's taking it too far?
I don't agree with what you're saying.
No, because this is the thing, man. These transgenders, like you said, you got to tell people. It's like the Usher situation. He ain't tell a chick. He burnt her.
She sued him. They should get
I don't think anybody's arguing that you should have to tell people, but you can't kill someone.
Well,
for
what,
that.
But I understand. He didn't. What Duvall said was a scenario that we presented to him. It's not like he got on here and said, "Yo, I want to kill all transgenders."
Right.
And then later on, he said, "I would just feel like it."
Yeah,
but he didn't say he would actually do it.
Yes.
Oh, nah. He cleaned it up.
And you
he
know,
definitely cleaned it up. But they're way too sensitive, man. Like they think that their rights, quote unquote, should take precedence over everything and everybody else's, man. It's kind of like these animal activists. Like they don't want to see a dog fight another dog, but you know.
No, I wouldn't compare transgender rights to activists.
It's the same thing.
Dog rights. No, animal
I
rights.
Say
it's
and same I just want
these
the
are people, human beings.
I want the record to show that Little Duval did clean it up, and Little Duval said he didn't say he want to go around. Well, let's just play what he said. I don't want to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go around killing transgenders.
I'm not going to kill transgenders. I didn't say, see, here you go trying to flip my words. I didn't say I'm going to kill transgenders. I said, if one did that to me.
If you had sex with one and then they didn't
and they didn't tell me, I'm going to be so mad, I'm probably going to want to kill them.
And I just want to say he cleaned it up after I specifically said you can't go around killing transgenders.
Right.
Okay?
All right. Hello, who's this?
Yeah. My name is Twin.
Twin, what's up, bro? What's your opinion, man?
My opinion. Well, one, I am part of the LGBT community. I am a gay man.
Okay.
And I actually follow you guys, you know, for years, man. And one thing that's bothering me is how everybody's coming at Charlamagne like he's not for the LGBT community. Like he's so much for it, everybody call him gay, which right. is like the funny thing to me. And it's like Lil Duval was totally out of line for what he said, but you guys shouldn't be held responsible for what Lil Duval said.
Okay. But did we not check Duval immediately when he said that?
Yeah, as soon as he said that, like immediately, you said, "Man, you can't say that."
I don't understand. Whatever. You know, you're right.
And then, I mean, I guess everybody mad because you was laughing. But I mean, the shit's funny. It was funny.
I was not laughing at him talking about killing the killing part.
All.
I laughed when Envy held up the book and Duval looked at Janet Mock and said, "They're doing this thing."
Yeah, got a good career. Yeah, that is the part that you laughed.
I laughed. I'm sorry. I thought that was funny.
All right. Well, thanks for
coming, bro. And even when people like running up on you at the protest, like if they're gonna run up on you and try to protest, there's a certain way that you do it. You don't show up, start screaming and calling people bitches. You gotta have an intelligent conversation, especially when you open the floor and open a conversation to have an intelligent conversation.
And we invited them up here, but they didn't want to come. They declined.
I think we need to stop saying that transgenders are boycotting the Breakfast Club.
I don't think
that's politically correct.
All right.
Boycott.
Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's discuss Jay-Z. He just put out some new music, and we were surprised by this. Let's talk about it.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, if you have Tidal, you can hear all three bonus songs from Jay-Z's 444 album. That is including the song Adness. I believe we have a clip from Adness.
You started a good man, you married my mama. I was in her belly, you harried that summer. She had two kids from a previous mister. One family, I don't believe in half sisters. Never treated my brother like a step pop. Remember the many lessons when we stepped out.
And Many Face God is another song that he put out that wasn't on the first release.
Many Face God.
Look at all we've been through since last August. Skating through the rumors like, oh, still came back, flipped up the red carpet. Shows how big your heart is. On the run, we took 100 together. More than the money was the fact that we done it together.
My dumb ass was looking at the title of that song
you
all
know what
weekend,
it said,
trying
right?
to figure out what the hell is the title of this song. Many Face God. Okay.
Yeah, Many Face God. It's just a certain letters capitalized. Okay. And then also Blue's freestyle, We Family, featuring, of course, Blue Ivy.
Never seen a season in my whole life. Everything is seated, everything is spotted. In the center side, in the center pile. In the center seeking, in the center freaking. Everything I see, my rhythm, everything I take. Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka.
All right, she says she's never seen a ceiling in her whole life. That's dope. That means that it's limitless, the things that Blue Ivy will accomplish.
There you go.
All right, now let's get into Zero from Houston. Apparently, he's being accused of beating his ex-girlfriend, Jess Brittany, who's also an artist. Now, sources are saying that he feels like she put these charges out now because She's actually going to be on TV. She's on the show Signed that just premiered last Wednesday. And she's trying to get her name in the headlines and even put out that she was trending on social media. She was bragging about that. But on her end, other people are arguing that, well, he released a song that kind of tells the whole entire story. Check out a piece of that song.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, baby. I just can't be your hoe. I can't believe I put my hands on you. Hands on I ain't you. Wanna do it. I was trying to blow 20 grand on you. Grand. The f*** is a man gonna do without this ungratefulness and hatefulness that I get from the people I deal with and the woman I chill with. Woman, this is some ill ish. I was just that close to walking in and shooting everybody too.
All right, so we don't know exactly what happened, but we do know that she says she has 20-minute recording of the incident. Mm. So Zero said he hasn't heard that yet, so he can't comment on that. So that's the two of them. And Jim Carrey actually helped Trevor Noah realize that he was suffering from depression. According to Trevor Noah, he didn't know he was suffering until Jim Carrey opened up about his own mental health struggles, which is why we always say it's important for people to actually get that out there. And it's encouraging to a lot of other people who are struggling with different issues that we don't even know about.
Right.
Now, Trevor Noah went on stage at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival on Friday. And he said, you can't win at comedy. Every comedian knows you're going to have your good days, you're going to have your bad days, but you don't win. Winning is getting to the end without committing suicide. And Jim Carrey was one of the first comedians that described the beast that many of us face in this room, and that's depression. I didn't know what that thing was. I thought I was just like sleeping for weeks on end sometimes. And then I read Carrey's story and was like, oh, ish, that's what's going on. And I thank you because, you know, I found a way to fight it. So he wants to make sure that people can acknowledge that as well.
Right.
All right. I'm Angela Yee. And that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to Revolt. Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. And shout out to everybody in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Over the weekend, I DJed for the troops out in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Great event. Shout out to everybody that came out and showed support and love. All right. Well, let me know what you want to hear in your mix. 800-585-1051. Get your request in right now. Whatever you want to hear at DJ Envy. Or you can hit me on that Snapchat, Sir Envy1. We got your request. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.